Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everybody.
Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe special of Norris and Parker's Sketch Therapy. Episode 6.
We're doing a little special episode from our flat.
Our sexy shag pad in the Royal Mail.
Shag pad being, I mean, there's no shagging going on in this pad. But we are living next to a baked potato shop. So we're getting a lot of slow release energy.
Yeah.
We've got our own mouse, who's, I think, been on the baked potatoes because it's fucking a hench mouse.
I've not seen this mouse.
It does exist. I've not made the mouse up. First night I was having a post-show slice of toast because I'm having a very wild Edinburgh Fringe, and this huge rat slash mouse just ran past. It looked like it went
cycled
into my room
past you.
On his unicycle because he's doing his own fucking
one mouse
show at C venues. We're recording this from the flat.
Mm-hmm.
We're about halfway. We're just over halfway through now.
We've got 9 shows left, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've hit that mid knackered point where we have absolutely no personalities.
And a lot of comedians,
as you will find out,
book days off for their shows, don't they? And
they
we
do.
Didn't,
no.
Because we're insane.
So because we had to have our day off. On the fourth day?
We did, because my brother really selfishly got married.
So selfish. Such a selfish thing.
It was very selfish. I mean, you know, I had to get down to Totnes in Devon in about 5 hours.
Because our show's on at 10:45 at night. So we did the show, finished just before midnight. Then you got a plane.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I got a plane to Manchester, then a plane to Exeter, then a taxi to Totnes. And I was there by 11 o'clock, which is insane. Got changed in the toilets, enjoyed the wedding, and did a little reading. Where apparently everyone cried.
People cried.
Yeah.
Didn't you say because you were losing your voice?
I was losing my voice.
A really husky actress.
Yeah, it was really husky voice.
Yeah, husky actress.
Love lives forever.
Husky actress got flown in from Scotland
to do the reading. Flown back.
Yeah.
To do her filth show.
Yeah. No. It's really hard explaining what we do to people at weddings when you've had an hour's sleep.
Yeah.
I had to go and have a nap in the house and cry and then went to bed. But yeah. How do you explain our show to people?
I don't know. It's called Burn the Witch. Mm. It's sort of like a sketch show, but also it's got one narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in a northern town called Fallis Ridge, the saddest town in the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a threat of sex which is looming on the penis cliffs, mm-hmm. and they're coming and stealing the men for the initiation orgy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet Gene Finger.
Whose husband's missing. So then spend a lot of time in the show finding Keith, don't we?
We do. And so there's a storyline with that. And then there's other characters along the way. And then we play ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's great. We're having a lovely time. We've got lovely audiences. Mm-hmm. We've got a 100-seater venue. And that usually is packed out most nights.
Mm-hmm.
Usually get a few angry walkouts.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people having a great time. And then some stony faces.
Yeah. I love seeing people crying with laughter next to someone sitting there really confused.
Mm-hmm.
Slash angry.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Nice to be controversial.
Yeah.
And edgy, according to our PR.
Yeah, which is just hilarious.
Yeah.
So
on this episode, our final episode of the series, we're going to be obviously chatting about Edinburgh. We also have a special guest, very exciting. And we're going to hear from Brian, part two.
So if you haven't heard part one, please go back to the episode before.
It won't make sense.
No, and he's a very complicated character with a very nuanced backstory. It's important that you get the whole of Brian's journey.
The whole experience.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Previously on Brian's story.
What's going on, Brian?
Nothing.
You're telling me? Your Janet's wandering round Buxton, coatless and crockless, looking for a sister that does not exist.
Oh, yes, I forgot. She is in.
Well, where is she, Brian?
In the attic.
What's she doing in the attic, Brian?
Having a go on the old rocking horse, side saddle.
What's she doing on a rocking horse, Brian? She's only 2'2".
I know, and I'll never forget the first time I saw her. The Hacienda, 1982.
Oh, I used to love the Hacienda. Was always in there dancing to Blue Monday, getting fingered by Hookie in the DJ booth.
Shut your pie, old Trish. This is Brian's story. The Hacienda, 1982. Parked up my tricycle, bowling in like Bowie, swagger like Jagger, walking like Christopher. Walking. Heineken in one hand, me camels in the other. Slick back mullet, cut off denim vest, showing off me two mates, Marx and Engels. Leather trousers encasing the tightest arse in handcoats. Leopard print brothel creepers. Size, massive.
How's the tricycle going, Brian?
Fast.
Can I have a go on it, Brian?
No.
You got me up the duff, Brian.
Have a fuck. I hit the dance floor, showing off my best Billy Idol moves. I look up, I look down, and my world changed forever. There she was, dancing on a podium. To the outside world, she looked like a midget, dressed as a new romantic. But to me, she was Debbie Harry, Annie Lennox and Boy George, all encased into one hourglass child's frame.
Pedo! Pedo! Pedo!
For the last time, I am not a pedo! I just like small women.
Hey, what time do you get off?
I can't talk when I'm working.
Can I give you a lift home when you're done?
Oh, yeah. I've seen you riding around on your tricycle with no pants on, Brian Gorman.
All right, I was drunk. And my leathers were chafing.
The only way you'll get me home on that tricycle, Brian, is if I can ride it home. Side saddle.
Oh, you're a real lady, you are.
And full of surprises me, Brian.
And she was.
Well, that's a lovely story, Brian, but you're stuck in the past. You need to get out there, preferably with pants on. Have you considered doing an MBQ?
NB what?
All right, Brian, keep your hair on.
Fucking hell, Brian. Your mullet's come off in my hand.
No!
6 years I've been styling that mullet. I had no idea it was a fake.
Don't look at me.
Janet found out as well, didn't she, Brian?
I got careless. Whisper. Took it off in the bathroom and I thought Janet was out, but she was not out.
What did she say, Brian?
She was devastated. Said she was only with me for me mullet.
It's your pride and joy, Brian. Everyone knows that.
I'm hideous!
No! You're beautiful, Brian. And you're a good egg. No pun intended, Brian.
You can't tell a soul.
I won't tell a soul.
I can't take that risk.
Please, Brian!
You're not going anywhere, Trish Lamb. Not now you know the truth.
Brian. Brian, please. Brian. Brian!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that was Brian's story, a Northern agoraphobic that lives inside of me. Talking of agoraphobia, Sinead, I feel like you can relate to Brian
I can. I am a northern man. Mm-hmm. And along with that, every time I go to the fringe, I turn into an agoraphobic. Mm-hmm. I think
with a mullet, done, actually.
And I get my hair cut into an 80s mullet.
We're pissing trousers.
I think it really, really suits
chocolate logs.
I'm just really, really bitter and angry about Thatcher. I don't know. I get really tired at the fringe because I've got no level of fitness. And then I become so scared of using up any energy that I might need for the show that I just stay in bed, cowering under my covers in fear. I unpack, everything goes on the floor, which just reflects my mental state. And then I don't ever leave. And then when I do, it becomes a really big deal. So if I have to go to the shop, that becomes like a huge thing to do. So I just sometimes order food to my bed, like a Domino's, a Chinese takeaway.
Some bananas.
From you. Mm-hmm. And then just eat my meals in bed. Sometimes I don't even really watch anything. I feel like I idle away the hours because the show's at 10:45 at night. Yeah. Like it's just ominously looming. Yeah. And then I know it's coming and then it's like I can't
focus
do
anything else.
Yeah.
So what do? You just sit there and lie there like with your eyes at the wall, or I don't understand. In a white nightie.
So. I'm in my white nightie. My long white nighty, just kind of floating around like a ghost. I eat, and then I sleep till about 2.
Yeah.
But then there's like quite a few hours in the day.
There's eight.
Yeah. But around like, I have dinner around 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I'm nervous for a few hours. Yeah. And then at some point before like 10, I have a shower.
Yeah.
We line run. I see you for a bit. We have a conversation.
Yeah. Normally about reviews.
I spend quite a lot of time like scrolling like Twitter to see if there's any reviews, anything that I have to warn my father about, sometimes I watch a whole Netflix series the other day.
Which one?
It's called Insatiable.
Okay.
It was about a girl who used to be fat and then got thin and becomes a beauty queen. Wow. Watched that in like one whole day. But yeah. And you're the opposite. You're far more sociable.
Well, I don't think I could stay in bed all day. I just would go mad, I think. I've joined a spa for the month.
I'm so jealous of you at the spa. It sounds so nice.
It does. I just sit by the pool, occasionally go in the steam room, not the sauna. I find the sauna quite claustrophobic. I feel like there's a fire outside my bedroom door and it's like looming and I just can't relax. Mm-hmm. I can't sit in there at all. But I do like to just watch people watch. I watched a sort of elderly lady ride a man around the pool like a dog, kind of like paddling, you know, like doggy paddle.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know whether it was sexual, but it certainly looked close.
Yeah.
They went into the steam room afterwards. Nice. I didn't follow.
Should have followed.
Do you think?
You could have ridden him around.
He had a hairy back.
That's nice. Yeah. Like a dog.
Like a dog. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe he was pretending to be a dog. I don't know. Mm. But yeah, I do try and be more sociable. I'm not having sex with anyone, which is great. Mm. It's my first Edinburgh Fringe single. And I haven't shagged a single male comedian. And actually, I feel really good about that.
Oh, the male comedian.
Yeah, it's great. I won't be going into the steam room with any male comedians anytime soon.
No.
Or riding them around.
Maybe you should.
I mean, maybe I should, yeah. Like a dominatrix.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah, the Fringe is going amazingly. We're getting such amazing audiences, selling out every night, which is really lovely. Apart from obviously the walkouts, but that's okay.
I can deal
with
those.
So hopefully you can catch Burn the Witch in London.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Edinburgh Fringe shows that I've seen that I loved were, well, Lou Sanders, Shane Pig, Beth Weiss, Olive Hands.
Elf Lions.
Elf Lions, Chiff Chaff. And Tom Ward, Popcorn Lung. And of course, Andy Field. Andy Feel the Love Tonight, who we have here with us today.
As a special guest.
Yay. Woo. So hello, Andy Field. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Norris and Parker. How are Norris and Parker?
Yeah, we're good. I'm drinking apple cider vinegar with water to detox myself.
And I'm just very tired. I have no personality. I'm a lifeless anemic whelk, but I'm really happy you're here.
Amazing. Yeah, but this has set a wonderful tone.
How's your show going? Tell us about your show.
It's good. It's every other year I've done a show where I've just sort of done the funniest things that I've thought of, like with no theme or anything. And then this year I thought I should make a show like a whole hour's worth of things in the space of a year. So I wrote a diary because I thought like I'll write that naturally over the course of a year. And now my show is just highlights from my diary. And I've been writing down all of my stand-up ideas in the diary. So it means that I do all of the funny things I've thought of this year in chronological order of when I thought of them, which is, you know, it's not designed with the audience in mind.
Just for you.
Yeah, well, it's like a bit of creativity, isn't it? It's to see how you can fiddle with stand-up and still make it work. But, like, mm-hmm. there's no denying that, you know, if I was to do the jokes in a different order, I would get more laughs.
So structurally, it's
well, it's honest. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do address it at the end, but it's all about sort of... I'm just a slightly relatively boring white man and no one needs to hear what I think about things. So I can't really make like a statement show. I don't have any statements to make. But what I do like is stand-up. So I can play with how you do stand-up and make a show that's sort of like worth doing in that sense, because it's like taking artistic liberties and seeing what you can do with it instead of being like, this is what I think, because no one needs to know.
Did you embellish the diary at any point, or has, or have you kept it?
No, I literally I have stuck to it so strongly that there are loads of points in the show where I go like, oh, by the way, you may have noticed if I was to do this in a different order, that would have been much better. But I just don't do that. There's like three bits about sort of like gender equality and feminism and sort of bits, but and they work when you put them all together. Like they all build into each other and they're great, but separated, it's sort of three statements that make me sound a little bit objectionable. I just have to do that.
How are your audiences been?
They've been good. Yeah, yeah. I've got a nice room that's not too massive. It's like 80 seats or something, but it's quite narrow. So as long as, however many people are in there, as long as they're like filling up from the front, then you're not looking at like a side bank full of chairs that are empty. So it feels nice and full all the time. But yeah, I've not had a single review or any PR. So it's a bit hard to get word of mouth.
You've not had a single review?
I've not had a single review, no. Well,
it just shows how corrupt it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a paywall to press attention.
Yeah.
Because last year I paid for PR and I got four and five star reviews from everyone that came to see my show. I got maybe like eight reviews. And they were all really, really positive of people saying like, this is someone to look out for. But apparently only if they're paid.
Only if you got $2,500.
Yeah, yeah. Because then
we're paying for PR, but our reviews, we're still waiting for some of them to come out. Yeah. So it's apparently there's a backlog this year.
Yeah, well, it's nonsense. It's essentially, you can pay £2,000 and have press attention. Last year, I was getting people going like, the much talked about. And that's just because I was paying a woman to talk about me, you know?
So, Andy, one thing I'm wondering about is what Harry Potter house you're in.
Hufflepuff. Yeah, I worked at Platform 9¾ in King's Cross for about a year. Yeah, taking pictures of people running through the wall.
Running through the wall?
Well, you know they've got like that fake baggage trolley that's halfway through
at King's Cross?
At King's Cross they have a Platform 9¾ like shop and an attraction where they've got a brick wall with like half a trolley and then you'd like stand at the trolley and pretend you're running through the wall.
Right, it's always a massive pictures. Queue, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's mad because I was employed to like take the pictures and you can go in the shop and buy them for like £10 and they come in a frame, but you can also take your own pictures for free. And we'd still sell hundreds of pictures every day.
Really?
Because people wanted the frame and stuff. God. But it was mad. Yeah. I mean, technically I had two responsibilities. I was either taking pictures of people running through the wall or I was stood just out of shot throwing their scarf at the perfect moment so that it looked like they're running in the picture.
How much were you paid for this?
It was like £9 an hour. It wasn't a bad job, to be honest, but I went to Edinburgh 1 year and I came back and they were like, yeah, you know, you left during August, so obviously you're fired. And I was like, I gave them like 11 months notice.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going, like, I know for a fact I won't be here during August. And I was just still fired when I got back. But then I had my last shift and I stole a Hufflepuff Quidditch jumper because they were like real Scottish lamb's wool, like 70 quid jumpers.
Wow.
And the detail was to the point where the back was longer than the front because it's to cover your rear when you're leant forward on your broom.
Nice.
That's how in depth those jumpers were. And I stole one. And then, like maybe a year later, I sent my old boss a message going like, any chance of some more shifts? And he just sent me a picture from Facebook of me wearing a Hufflepuff jumper.
Oh, wow.
But like no words, just a picture of like me in a £70 stolen jumper. And I was like, yeah, that's fair. But I'm definitely Hufflepuff because everyone that went there, you could choose a scarf to wear, right? So there was a Gryffindor, there was a scarf for each house.
Yeah.
And people that were either arrogant or didn't know anything about Harry Potter would get Gryffindor. like goths would get Slytherin, nerds would get Ravenclaw, yeah. and Hufflepuff was the least used one. And the only people that ever chose Hufflepuff were just having fun. You know, they were just like, Hufflepuff, that's funny. And I just enjoyed the people that chose Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hufflepuff through and through.
Katie's Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And I did the quiz and I'm Slytherin and I'm really gutted because I don't believe there's any part of me that's Slytherin. I think
apart
I'm
from your really, father.
Apart from my father. It's like Lucius Malfoy. But I don't, we did the quiz the other night and I was genuinely really upset.
There's yeah. good things being in Slytherin though.
There aren't really though.
I mean, no,
racial purists.
Slytherins are fun. I prefer a Slytherin to a Gryffindor in real world terms.
Really?
Yeah, like I would rather be friends with someone who's like, "Oh, we're all gonna die," than someone who's like, "Let's run into danger." I mean, like, obviously not. Obviously not.
No.
There's a troll in the bathroom. Don't go. It's mad that you're there.
We've got Huge Davies in the corner eating some brownies. Huge.
What?
Oh, he's Hufflepuff as well.
Why is Hufflepuff. Everyone Hufflepuff in this room?
Because they're the best ones.
How are you, Hugh?
I'm fine. I'm good eating brownies now.
Yeah. How's your baked potato?
It's good. It's good. It's tasty.
Oh, so you've got a new double act?
Yeah. Well, my friend Kieran, who I went to university with, we started off doing stand-up. Like, our first Fringe, we split an hour together in, like, 2014, 13 or something. And he stopped doing it because he's... just got a bit, I think it would just weighed heavily on him, like the stress of like the gigs not going badly and things. Whereas I'm a bit like dead-eyed and impervious to like negative reactions. So I've kept doing it. But it seems like now it's a good time to maybe try a double act. We just wrote like a BBC podcast sketch show thing together with a few other people.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah. What's it called? So
it's called The Andy Field Experience. And there's 6 episodes on iPlayer and podcast things. And we put a lot of effort into it. Huge is in it.
Huge
Davies is in it. Yeah.
Huge Davies.
Oh, like
yeah. Huge gets insulted personally pretty much every episode. Yeah, you know, we realised pretty swiftly that Huge can't do more than one voice at all. There was one character where we just couldn't find anyone that could do a decent Paddy McGuinness impression, so we just let Hugh do it because we thought it would be funny to like, all right, if we can't have a good one, we'll have like the worst one. And it is just Hugh going like, no likey, no lighty. And you're like, that's not close.
Yeah, Hugh, I've never heard your Northern accent. What's it like?
It's pretty good.
Oh.
No likey. No lass.
Oh, man. Oh, God. That's bringing back flashbacks.
I'm offended to the north.
Yeah. We did apologise.
Yeah, we did. We had to apologise to a lot of people. But yeah, me and Kieran wrote a big chunk of that together. David McIver wrote some of it as well. He's really funny. And my friends Martin and Phil, who are in a double act called Loose Bree.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Loose Bree, David McIver, they're all great. But me and Kieran wrote a lot of the sketches together as well. So yeah, but the thing is, we're trying to work out the name of our double act. And we want it to be called Wolf from Gladiators.
Which I think is an excellent
name. Yeah, because then we get because then like on bills at comedy lineups, it'll be like Wolf from Gladiators is going to be there. And then on the MC will be like, please welcome to stage Wolf from Gladiators. And people in the crowd will be like, no way, no way. And then we just walk out like, hello, we're Wolf from Gladiators, and start on like a really disappointed tone.
Yeah.
But I ran that past our agent and she was just like, well, obviously not.
Really?
It's just libelous, isn't it? Because then, like, Wolf from Gladiators is going to be, like...
annoyed.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What's he up to? Does anybody know?
I did Google him. I think he is, like, a personal trainer, kind of, like, fitness guru guy at the moment.
How old would he be now?
He's quite old.
Yeah,
he's in his
60s,
I think.
He's quite old when
he was in Gladiators. Yeah. He was the old one.
Yeah, very old.
Yeah.
But so our backup double act name... for the moment, it looks like we're not going to come up with a better idea, but I sort of want to. But I think we're going to be called the Cheeky Boys.
Oh, we are the Cheeky Boys. We are the Cheeky Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Boys.
Yes. Or Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Andy and Kieran.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I like the Cheeky Boys.
I like the Cheeky Boys.
Yeah, the Cheeky Boys lands, which is really disappointing because I want a different one.
So we can listen to your podcast on BBC iPlayer.
Yes.
Then what's your show called?
My Edinburgh show is called Andy Field The Love Tonight.
Lovely.
And it is just sort of a quite surreal and silly run through of my year. Not trying to make a point, more trying to play with the craft and make people laugh. And it's been going really well. People like it, so I would recommend it. And it's at 10:40 p.m. every night at the Caves, yes.
And when can we catch the Cheeky Boys?
The Cheeky Boys will hopefully be doing an Edinburgh show next year. We've already got a gig on the boat in London. that will be happening in a couple of months, I think.
As in the Tattershall?
Yeah, Tattershall Castle. So,
yeah, on embankment.
Yes, the boat show is a gig in London, opposite the London Eye.
Are you doing a Friday, Saturday night or guinea pig club?
I think we're doing a Tuesday, which is the new material night, which is probably for the best because we've literally not got any sketches. But yeah, we have done one gig so far and we were billed as Wolf from Gladiators. And we didn't have any sketches. We just riffed it a lot. We're trying to do this new thing that's called synchronized improv. So we get a profession and a scenario, and then we just have to like improv that at the same time, simultaneously. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
so it's quite fun.
Example?
Yeah. So, I would need another person.
I'll do it with you.
But so, okay. So what's our profession and what's our...
Ambulance drivers.
Yeah, and what's happened?
Paramedics. Just the situation. Yeah. Any kind of situation.
Maybe one that's relevant to being a paramedic.
There's been a horrible crash on the M56.
Okay, so we're playing the same paramedic, uh-huh. And we're going to improv
okay.
this in sync.
Okay.
Oh no!
There's been a nasty accident.
On the way to Manchester.
So we're gonna have to save these people with our skills. I'm
sorry. Yeah, that's basically how it goes. See, it's, you know,
okay,
it's,
cool.
it's simultaneously silly fun and absolutely terrible.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much
for coming,
Andy.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thanks so much, guys. Good luck with your show as well.
Yeah, we clash, so we won't be supporting one another.
No, sure. But everyone listening should obviously, you know, book two nights and then see both of our shows. Yeah,
that's only right.
Because I'm concerned that once I leave, you're going to record like a little bit at the end to be like, obviously, actually come to ours.
Yeah.
Because we clash and
we're
that's the rivalry.
We're going to change the time of yours.
Yeah,
Kate's
going to
do your voice.
Yeah, no, I do find it funny when people do an impression of my voice. Because it's always sort of, they used to do it a lot at university, but I was a lot louder and cockier, and I just say things like, oh, like their impression of me was like, I'm Andy Farrell.
Where are you from?
I'm from Crawley.
Where is Crawley?
Crawley is near Gatwick Airport.
Oh, okay.
It's like between London and Brighton. It's just commute about grey hell. Yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, it's been lovely. Have
it
a great time, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So we're just going to do a little acoustic taster of...
like the Norrison Park Alive Lounge.
Yeah. We're doing Burn the Witch from our show, Burn the Witch.
With Huge Davies, our composer.
Yeah.
Burnsy bitch, Burnsy bitch, burn me for being a nasty bitch. Burnsy bitch, Burnsy bitch, burn me for being a nasty bitch. Burnsy bitch, Burnsy bitch, burn me for being a nasty bitch. Burnsy bitch, Burnsy bitch, burn me for being a nasty bitch. We're here to steal your milky sperm, your milky sperm, your milky sperm. But not before I've done my tax return, my tax return, my tax return. What can a bitch claim on her tax return? Her tax return, her tax return.
Eye of newt, leg of toad,
head of pube, dead man's chode,
sexy pig,
virgin's womb,
petrol for my bitch's broom.
Watch them as they ride their brooms.
Ride my broom, ride my broom. Watch me as I ride my broom. Ride my broom, ride my broom. Watch me as I ride my broom.
Ooh, friction.
Oh, chafing.
Ooh, splinters.
God would.
So that was a snippet of Burn the Witch from Burn the Witch. Our Edinburgh show, which you can catch at the Pleasance Courtyard at 10:45 at night until the 26th of August. And then hopefully London. And then the world.
Yay!
So we've come to the end of the series.
Of Norris and Harker Sketch Therapy Series 1.
It's been so much fun.
It has been so much fun. Thank you so much, for listening. You can subscribe to the whole series.
iTunes, Acast, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a review, tell people.
And we'll be back in a few weeks with Series 2.
And yeah, if you want to catch our show, it's got probably a couple of days left. Pleasance Courtyard, 10:45. And I think we'll probably be doing it in London. And then hopefully the world.
So goodbye, everybody, from Edinburgh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's been absolute pleasure.
I'm going to have some haggis now.
From a can, from my bedroom.
A canned haggis from my bed.
Back to bed for you.
I'm
off to the spa.
To ride a man around the pool.
Ride a comedian whilst reading his press release. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
So if anyone's interested in Trish's fate, we actually discovered in our iTunes something that we recorded on our phone a few years ago.
Which actually genuinely mental. yeah. But I think it concludes the story nicely.
So. It does. So I hope you enjoy.
Ryan! 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 Ryan!
Oh, there's a sock in my mouth.
Ryan! 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 You can't keep me locked up in here forever, you know, Ryan. I've got to go home to Deborah. She's got a plumbing exam in tomorrow. Ryan! Open this door, Ryan! Open this door right now, Ryan!
No!
Open this door, Ryan! This is illegal!
Hello? Hello?
Trish!
Dalit? What are you doing?
Having a go on the old rocking horse. Side saddle.
How long have you been up here? Ryan's gone mad.
Oh, well, ever since the Tories got in, Brian's gone completely insane. He always used to wear trousers back in the Tony days.
Must be a dirty protest. What's that terrible smell, Janet?
I shat myself and let it crust.
Oh, Janet, have you not got a toilet up here?
Oh, yes, and a beer fridge, and a ping-pong table, and me rocky nose.
I don't suppose you've got any scran in that fridge.
No, but I do have a telephone. I can ring for Domino's.
I prefer Vietnamese, Janet.
Ryan, do you want a Vietnamese?
Ah, go on then.
You have been listening to a Red Apple Creative original podcast. For more great podcasts from Red Apple, just go to redapplecreative.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.